We are joined by the head football coach at the University of North Carolina, a two-time National Coach of the Year. He led Texas to a national championship. He led two different programs to top five finishes, 10th all-time in FBS wins. He is a member of the National Football Foundation College Football Hall of Fame, and North Carolina is going to open up against South Carolina on August 31st. Mack Brown is my guest. Mack, it is so good to have you back on the program. How are you, Mack?
I am great, my friend. How are you?
Mack, I'm great. You know, you and I have not had a chance to speak for a little while, certainly not since you returned to Chapel Hill. So, how is life for you, and how excited are you to be just over a week away from starting your season?
Well, life is great, Jim. And you know, when somebody calls you as quickly as North Carolina did and says, will you do this? And you do it because you're a coach and you're excited about it and you love this place and you've got history here and familiarity. And 10 months later, the question is, were you ignorant? Did you lose your mind, or is
right.
it good? And we've had a great time. Kids have responded. We got a really good staff. Got a great schedule. We open up in Charlotte with South Carolina and have Miami coming in here for a night game the second week. So we've got a great challenge ahead, but the kids and the coaches and the head coach are excited.
Mack Brown joining us. You know, Mack, you answered my next question in part, but let me put it to you another way. I had Herm Edwards on the show yesterday, and we talked about the fact that he had a really good thing going as an analyst, but he really missed coaching. Now, you had a really good thing going as an analyst as well, and even more than that, Mack, you had done everything there is to do in college football. So what was it that brought you back to coaching?
Jim, when they told me I was going into the Hall of Fame, they say it's a year before you can get inducted. And I said, why is that? And they said, you need to go back and tell everybody that helped you get in, thank you. And that is more than appropriate with an ultimate team sport like football. So we had a function at Texas, at Appalachian State, at Tulane. And then when I came back to North Carolina, about 200 of the ex-players came, and they started talking about what we meant in their lives and what they say to their children. And remember when you said this, coach? And as we were walking out, my wife, Sally, said, I learned three things tonight, I think. I said, what's that, honey? And she said, number one, you better be careful what you tell a player as a coach, because they're going to listen and they're going to remember it. Number two, that this is who you are. This is what you do. You mentor young people. And you had more energy tonight. You had more excitement in your voice. I can see why you miss this so much. And she said, so number three, if the right thing came up, then you need to get back in coaching, because that's what you do the best.
Mack Brown joining us. I appreciate that so much. In fact, Mack, one of the things that I've always appreciated about our conversations over the years is how thoughtful and reflective you are. You've said that at a certain point, you won the national title at Texas, and you were putting so much pressure on yourself to win that you may have lost who you were and why you were doing it. So what did you learn from that experience? What was the big takeaway?
Jim, I asked Coach Royal after we won the national championship, and Coach Royal won three of them there, and he quit when he was 52 years old after 20 years as a head coach, and I'd already been 30 or 26 or 7 at that time. And I said, Coach, why did you quit? And he says, because there got to be so much pressure to win that that's who I became. I became a win or a loss every week. And he said, the losses were devastating and the wins were a relief, because we were supposed to win all the time. And he said, there was no joy in my life. And what I realized, Jim, after the national championship game that we lost against Alabama in 2010, we were winning 9 games or 8 games, and that wasn't enough for me. It wasn't enough for the Texas fans. And I got so it was more about wins than it was why I got into coaching, and the players and the coaches and the enjoyment of the game. And that's what I realize now, that's where I got hung up on those things. And my wife made me promise coming back that I'm going to have fun with everything we do. And I used to get mad over wins, because that win wasn't good enough to beat Alabama, and that win against Colorado wasn't good enough to beat USC or Oklahoma. And so we beat Colorado, I think, 35-14 one time, and I was mad at the whole staff leaving the field because it wasn't good enough. And so I'm going to take ugly wins now and be excited about them.
North Carolina head football coach Mack Brown is my guest. Mack, one of your former players, Cedric Benson, passed away over the weekend. Can you share your thoughts? What do you remember about him as a player and a person?
Number one, it's devastating. Sally and I are just crushed. I mean, here's a 36-year-old that we loved, that was an extension of our family. And I remember most, Cedric's a guy, every time he touched the ball, he ran all the way in the end zone in practice. We had to move the offense down near the goal line so he wouldn't kill himself. And he was so tough. He never missed a practice or he never missed a game. And this is a quick story to kind of tell you who he was. We're playing Michigan in the Rose Bowl. Texas had never played Michigan. Texas had never been to the Rose Bowl. He's a number one draft choice. Might be a first five pick. In fact, he ends up being the fourth pick after the game. First play of the game, he twist his knee. It's hyperextended. Doctors are over talking to him, and they said, "I don't think you should play anymore. You're a first-round draft choice, and this could really hurt your money and your status." So I go over and say, "Cedric, just don't play." And he said, "No, sir. This is Texas against Michigan in the Rose Bowl. Coach, I'm playing. Tape it up." Played the whole game and didn't gain a lot of yards, but he was the decoy up inside because they had to stop Cedric Benson. And Vince went crazy and broke a lot of records in the Rose Bowl that day, and Cedric didn't get any credit for it, but he should have. So I'm walking out really late after the game. We won the game in the last seconds, and I see Cedric sitting over in his uniform crying in the corner. He and I are the only two people left in the locker room, and I said, "Is it your knee? Are you okay?" And he said, "Coach, it's not my knee." He said, "This is the last time I'll ever wear a Texas uniform. And I just can't believe that. I can't stand it." So that's the kind of, at a day where we've got guys missing bowl games and missing seasons and stepping out because they're afraid they're going to get hurt, you've got Cedric Benson, who loved the game and loved the University of Texas so much that he was going to play hurt in the last game of his senior year, regardless if it hurt his draft status, just because he loved the university so much.
It's an amazing story, Mac. Mac Brown is a Hall of Famer, a two-time National Coach of the Year. He is the head football coach at the University of North Carolina. You know, Mac, I wish we kind of hit this segment at a funny time. I wish you and I had more time to spend together, but I'm out of time for the hour. But, Mac, it is so good to reconnect with you and finally have you back in the jungle. I hope we can do it again soon and continue the conversation. It's really good to hear your voice, Mac.
Thank you, Jim. Same here, and anytime you need me on, you just call. I'll be honored to be on.
Great to have you back, Mac. Thanks so much. Really nice to have you back on the program and in coaching. Mac Brown. We had amazing conversations back in the day. I always look forward to talking to Mac, and you can see why.